The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We're going to do better than Dez Bryant's foot did, I think, or the Panthers last night.
Oh.
Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. Back in studio, keeping us on air as we broadcast live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, where it is, it's kind of cool out here, except yeah. I'm right under one of these heaters, so it's not. But if you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can use that to text the show, as we do not take calls when we're on remote. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you're in the Beaumont area for any reason and just getting off work, get your butts out here. Really, a lot of familiar faces. First off, the shout-out goes to Chip for bringing us our beer.
Yes.
Well done, sir. Thank you.
He knows the way to our hearts.
Yeah. Donna, one of the original Blitzers, is here. We got half of Team Pope. The good half, I think.
The good half,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Cheryl from Beaumont's made her first appearance here.
Yeah.
And there's even a happy
toddler. She even called you handsome.
Yeah, I know. She was being nice.
I don't think that's a toddler. That's like a baby.
It's still a baby maybe a bobbler.
I don't know what range that baby falls in, but
that's a very happy baby, though.
Like a toddler can come up and ask you for Cheetos. Like when I think of a toddler, that's what I think of.
See, I think of toddlers when they can walk.
So I don't know.
Probably not walking yet.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny person.
Yeah, I mean like a really tiny person.
Yeah,
but very happy.
I'm an expert because I have two kids myself.
Oh, really?
I never knew what to call them either. I called them babies until they were until my older one was like 10. And finally, like, oh, I guess he's like a grown kid now.
Yeah, I can't really call you a toddler anymore.
But what? Oddly enough, they still can't wipe their own asses effectively. Yeah. It's you would think after all these years, there'd be effective ass wiping that they could do on their own. But they haven't quite mastered it.
You haven't taught them the whole wet wipes thing?
There's wet wipes in every bathroom in my house, including theirs.
And they can't. They don't.
They
have
can't. Any... I don't know. They're gross.
Do they have short arms?
Probably.
Okay, that must be it.
Kids are gross.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, man. What's happening with you?
The same.
It's a Friday.
It is.
The drive wasn't too bad on the way over here.
It was for me because I left a little early because I knew the weather was bad, and it was really slow because the weather was bad.
Right.
But it's cleared up now. If I just waited and came at the last minute, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But don't mind coming over here to see the people of Beaumont. It's always a fun drive for that reason. So happy to be here, and we shall hopefully have a fun show today. I mean, it's Friday. How bad can it be? Usually by now, it's like, okay, everybody's ready for the weekend. Everybody's in a decent mood.
Even Rebecca Black's ready for the weekend.
Yeah, and Saturday comes afterwards. Right. We know that. That's a fact. So, what'd you think of that game last night?
Well, it was a football game, I guess. Yeah, we were so excited. We're like, yes, finally, two good teams.
Yeah.
Going to be competitive.
No.
I'll tell you what I liked about it.
Over?
I had Christian McCaffrey in my big money fantasy league.
That's good.
And I played a prop right before the game started. I tweeted out to the people. Plus 130, both teams score in the first quarter. It took like a minute and a half, and both teams had scored. And I mean, it was like the easiest cover ever. So, but other than that, there wasn't much to see there, was there?
Not really. Other than Roethlisberger having a terrific game and Antonio Brown doing his thing. I mean, Steelers look good right now.
They really do.
In a row. And, you know, I think when we talk about the AFC, no reason to mention Texans, they don't play this weekend. And so far it's kind of been, well, it sure looks like Kansas City or New England. But I think, as I was saying early in the season, I think Steelers will be in that conversation by the end of the year, and I think they are in the conversation
now. If you remember, preseason, we had a conversation where we were like, who besides the Patriots or the Steelers could possibly win this thing? And we were both like, oh, well, maybe not. Well, I think we both said we'd take Patriots and Steelers versus the field.
Yeah, yeah, and which I still might do because I'd be essentially getting 2-for-1 against the Chiefs.
And no one, I mean, I think you thought the Chiefs would be better than most people did. I don't think even you thought the Chiefs would be what they are right now.
I didn't think they would sustain it. I thought it would be a lot like last year where they'd get off to a really fast start and then teams would figure them out and then they'd be decent. But, you know, I didn't think they'd be this good.
Well, I think the Steelers, we forgot about them after a slow start, and they deserve to be mentioned amongst those teams, because after last night doing what they did to a pretty good Panthers team, I think that we got to put some respect on their name.
Yeah, and remember, wasn't that long ago we were talking about them tying the Browns to open the season. So, they clearly have turned it around. Now, I guess we'll have to see if Connor's injury is serious.
Right.
Because he's been a big piece for them.
Well, although I guess luckily they got a player coming back that can probably help them out.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So, although you never know, he might have a practice and blow his Achilles like Dez Bryant did today.
He could.
So that ended before we even got a chance to see
it. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Dez Bryant's Achilles. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And we are here at I need to tell you about the specials that they have here. That's what it is.
Okay.
Happy hour from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you'll have happy hour while we're here. 250 Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Lone Star Light, Budweiser bottles only. $4 Tito's, Bacardi, Jack Daniels. College football specials all day tomorrow. $12 Miller Light Bucket, $15 Coors Light Bucket.
How about that? Sounds like value to me.
$4 Fireballs on Friday. I could see some people doing Fireball Friday here.
I could see that.
The shot of the day is a $5 apple pie shot.
Okay.
And tonight's entertainment, not us. I mean, I hope we're entertained.
After us, probably.
Yeah, Thomas Teague from 8 to 11.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Your night is set. So
Donna was telling me there's a big football game tonight around here, like the Mid-County Madness. The one every year we come here and people are like, yeah, who you got in the Mid-County Madness game tonight? And I'm like, man, the home team is what I'll say. I got no idea. So, see, now everybody's starting to yell. People get fired up about that stuff. So
I'll take the under.
Okay.
How's that?
Not me. I think it's an over game.
I think you're crazy. I think you're insane.
Have you even kept up with this series?
No.
Me neither. So, no, but
right,
so
I know it's a big deal here.
The people around here are pumped about it.
Yeah, so I think there's nothing better than come out to Luke's, get totally trashed and go to a high school football
game. That's the plan, guys. All of you here get super sauced up.
Yeah.
And then go watch a high school football game, probably yell at kids and coaches. And
yeah, because there's nothing creepy about watching a bunch of 16- and 17-year-olds that aren't yours.
Right.
And there's nothing creepy about
that.
Not
at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Wait, don't you watch like the 16U hockey championships?
World Juniors, they're 18. They're legal. Okay. And that's for my country, man.
Oh, okay.
That's for Team USA.
Gotcha.
But, no, I know it's a big deal over here because every time, and I think this is like 3 years in a row we've been here the night of the game because that's all people were talking about before the show.
Yeah.
So we'll have a lot of the usual stuff today. We've got RJ at 6:05. Can't wait for that. Sure, we'll get some duct tape shoe references in there.
Yep.
And we'll go through.
He'll accuse me of cheating and copying his picks again.
Oh, yeah. He already did that yesterday. I don't think he'll do it 2 days in a row.
Oh, I feel like he's doing it every week.
Maybe. I think he should be happy that, you know, you're like the Padawan who's become
like
a Jedi.
I thought yesterday I was doing such a great thing. I was like, you know what? I listened to that show. Well, you know, I've been saying I was going to listen. I finally listened, and I wanted to give some props to the show. And immediately, RJ grabs the mic. I knew you were listening. I knew.
Oh man. 713-780 ESPN.
Which, by the way, we give our picks typically on Tuesdays now. Which,
we don't pick. We just kind of go over
right
the things we're leaning toward, and they change during the week sometimes.
Yeah.
But for the most part. I mean, when you lock in on a game pretty early that you like, that doesn't usually change
that much.
I mean, it might change from I love this to okay, maybe I'm not going to play it.
Right.
But we'll have that conversation with him, I'm sure.
I am scared off of this Fresno game now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Line keeps bouncing around. I think it's just going to be a pass for me. I'll regret it, I'm sure.
I used it in the pool we do with Eric.
Okay.
I did use it there.
It snaps a 111 game streak. So dating back to 2001, it's the first time Boise is an underdog on the blue turf. Which, again, I think they've got an overrated home field advantage, but haven't been an underdog at home since 2001.
That's a good streak.
That's a good run. We didn't even know each other in 2001.
No, but I also don't think that I don't think this is the same Boise team,
and I
do think this Fresno team is special. So we shall see. Yeah, I'm gonna go with baby.
That's a baby. Yeah. That's baby.
Yeah, when she was kind of stretched out, it looked more toddlerish.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely
that's a
baby.
A full on baby.
Texter says, "Hey guys, denim jacket to your left over here. I have a crisp, clean, refreshing Blue Mountain Coors Light for you." Only if you like Granado beer, though. Thank you, but I've had my one beer.
I'm good.
And
thank you.
It was excellent.
I do appreciate it,
but we do think a lot of we want to thank Coors Light and Miller Light for sponsoring us.
Yes,
here.
And keep the mountains blue.
Mm-hmm. Climb on those mountains, brother.
Climb on,
just
brother.
Climb on them. I don't know if I should make fun of this or not, but I'm going to. But somebody in the bathroom wrote something about saving 15% on Geico.
Uh-huh.
Misspelled Geico.
Oh.
So.
I mean.
I don't know if you're going to put an advertisement there. Don't you go. You got to spell it right. Come on.
First of all, we're at a bar.
Yeah. Well, usually in a bar, it's going to be something else.
Think about the type.
Here's my ex-girlfriend's phone number. Call
the type of people who write on the wall of a bathroom with a Sharpie at a bar. I don't know what the average IQ score is, but it can't be out of this world. No way we're pushing triple digits. someone presumably from here said not in this town. I didn't say that.
I would never say such
a
thing.
I would never besmirch the fine people of Beaumont, Texas. The fine, well-educated people of Beaumont, Texas.
Hey.
That's one of your own who did that.
Yeah. Beaumont's always going to have a soft spot in my heart because, as I've mentioned before, we were huge over here before we ever were in Houston. So,
yeah.
And you know that support has meant a lot over the years. I think there's music in my head, but I can't hear. So, I'm just going to say we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into some sportsy stuff or some non-sportsy stuff or just whatever the hell we want to do today. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here, Luke's Ice House, on Calder in Beaumont. And Terrence, a.k.a. Black Soccer Guy, is also here, as always. So A lot of familiar faces here. I have a story that I've been meaning to get to all week, and if I don't get to it now, it's probably not going to happen.
Okay, well, let's do it.
A website called VinePair.com put together the NFL teams with the drunkest fans.
Ooh, Buffalo.
Well, that's what I would have thought. I would have thought Buffalo, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I would think Nashville a little underrated for that.
Yeah.
But basically,
Raiders will be there soon, if not already.
Well, especially once they get to Vegas.
Yeah.
So they compared the amount of drunk fans versus sober fans in each city.
Okay.
With a average drunk of 0.62, the number one drunkest fan base. I think I would have gone through about 30 teams before I would have come up with Dallas.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to be drunk to watch them now.
Yeah.
So I guess there's that. But here are your top 10. Dallas, number one.
Okay.
New England, number two.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, that's New Orleans, number three.
Hey, let's chug like 14 Sam Adams before the game.
Like, wicked good.
Yeah, wicked awesome. Yeah. We'll have an awesome time.
New Orleans, three. Nothing surprising there. Arizona, four.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah, because that seems like a fairly laid-back fan base.
Yeah, I started to think maybe places that have good tailgating weather would make for good drunk fan spots, but
so far that would be the case except for New England.
Right.
Number five, Indianapolis.
God, that's just a tough place to live if you're not drunk.
Yeah, well, I would say any place in the Midwest,
yeah,
you pretty much have to be drunk just to survive, right? So Indianapolis would count. Minnesota, six.
That would count.
San Francisco, seven.
Do you think they're drinking wine spritzers before the game?
I think so, yeah. They're probably taking in a bottle of wine from Sonoma or Napa.
Yeah.
Tennessee, eight. That one doesn't.
Yeah.
Green Bay, nine.
Again, you live there, you got to be drunk.
I'm already drunk most of the time, but I'd be really drunk if I were in Green Bay.
Right.
And no, Chicago did not make the list.
Chicago?
No. Miami, 10.
So Buffalo didn't even make the top 10, huh?
No.
Shame on them.
So
they're doing all that sober. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Buffalo's number 19. Your Bears are number 11. They just missed the top 10.
What about your Houston Texans?
I'm a little surprised because, you know, I have
some buddies who tailgate, and they go hard.
Oh, I know. And even a noon game, I've seen people throwing up in the stands like 5 minutes in because they were tailgating at 7 in the morning.
Last year I had to help break up a parking lot fight.
Number 18 on the list.
18, so below average.
Yeah, usually whenever
I was going to guess 16.
Well, yeah, because that's what you guess whenever there's anything involving the Texans. You just say 16, right?
16, yeah.
And 89 times out of 100, you will be correct.
Yeah.
But in this case, number 18.
I prefer to say 16 times out of 100, you'll be correct. Or 16, or 16, you'll be wrong.
Right.
16 times out of 100.
Okay, that works.
Just to keep with the theme.
Yeah, yeah. The theme of mediocrity.
Right.
So, Cleveland has the highest among the AFC North teams.
Okay.
So if you were just going to take division winners based on year,
yeah,
you would have the Patriots.
Obviously. What else is new?
The Cleveland Browns would win the division.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Well, they do open those free Bud Light cases when they win games. That's
Or a game, yeah. So, yeah, I think congratulations, Cleveland. You deserve something. You win this. Your Colts would win the AFC South. And the winner in the AFC West, which I don't think we would consider a real contender because they're ranked number 17 overall, Denver Broncos.
Oh, lame performance.
But I also think this isn't taking into account that there's more stoned people at Broncos games.
Yeah, Denver and Seattle rank high.
Yeah. So if we add that in, I think the Broncos are a serious contender.
Well, and a lot of people, I think it's wrong that they didn't take into account people who are there high on meth. Because I think Jacksonville's underrated. Like, that's
yeah.
It's like, you know. Maybe
apparently, Jacksonville was not available
the Panthers,
for this.
They should have been involved in that.
Yeah, if we're going to do meth, it's got to be Jacksonville or even Tampa.
Tampa's good.
Yeah. Any Florida team, really.
I think Carolina's pretty good.
Miami would be more Coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. But your NFC winners, the Cowboys in the East, the Vikings in the North. And that's a tough division for alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be good. The Saints in the South and the Arizona Cardinals in the West. So I was curious about Philly because I would think Philly fans would be contenders as well. They're only number 13. So
shameful.
Of course, to be fair, my view of Philly fans is always Holly sending pictures of herself at Eagles games and everybody's completely drunk. So maybe
it's skewed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, she's actually going to Sunday's game, so I'm sure there will be drinking there.
I'm sure there will be.
Everybody keeps sending the Dez Bryant thing. We talked about that at the top of the show,
guys.
Sorry.
Someone's wings have paid the ultimate
price.
No. Wow. Oh, no. Mm. Raise your hand if you're at fault. Chip.
Really?
Dude, were they even your wings?
Oh, man.
Damn. Talk about, I mean, the guy's here, he's here making friends, giving out free beers, and then he's like knocking people's wings on the ground.
And they were full, too. Those were like, those wings had just gotten there.
Ugh. Sucks, man. That sucks.
Okay, so maybe we should do drunkest fans in
Luke's?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chip, probably the early lead.
Chip, early lead. You know, I know Lauren will catch up at some point. Tony says, Indy isn't that bad. I lived there for 20 years and still had a blast. December through February sucked.
I've only been there. The only time I've ever been there was for the Super Bowl, and it was cold and not very fun. So
I've been there twice, once during the summer, and I enjoyed it, and once during the winter, and it was just – it's like any other place at that part of the country in the winter. It's no fun.
You didn't go to that Super Bowl.
I didn't go to that Super Bowl. That was one where when I was still teaching and I couldn't get away.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I got rid of that job. Of course, now we don't go anymore. Yeah. But I've always said Minneapolis is a little underrated. I wouldn't want to live there in the winter. But I like that city, man. There's some cool stuff to do there. Good beer scene. Very clean city.
Yeah.
And there, you know, food's not as good as it is here, but it's also not 400 degrees all the time.
That's true.
So Lamont says, while we're talking about legal weed, Michigan, the 10th state to legalize it now.
Well, eventually some people are just going to come around and just
get over it. I think 10 years from now we'll be making fun of the one or two states that have.
Yeah. Like the states that don't have legal weed will be looked at as the states that don't have, like, statutory rape law
or anti-necrophilia laws.
Right. Like, yeah, we'll be like, man, what's wrong with these people?
Like Louisiana, apparently it's still legal.
No, it very well could be us.
True. But I think never been to the Indy 500. I went to it once. That's when I was there during the summer. I guess it's like late, technically late spring, but It was a cool event way back when it was the main race before they split up into two things, and then it kind of ruined open wheel racing in this country. It's still a nice event, but I think if I were going to take one,
if you could take it back to the good old days.
Well, if I were to take one race that I could go to, it would be Daytona now. Maybe even Talladega before I would go to the Indy 500.
Isn't Talladega in Alabama?
That's a negative.
Yeah, I'm not going
there. Well, Daytona's Florida, so.
I'm not going there either. I'll go to, if I could go to any race, Sam Houston Race Park. That's where I'd go.
But those are animals. They're not.
Still a race.
You know, cars. Yeah, well, we'll be doing a lot of time at Sam Houston Race Park,
that's
by the
right.
way. Very excited about that, as we've agreed to do the same thing we do every year there, and we'll be out there a bunch starting in January. Oh. Jermaine said whoever made that list doesn't drink.
That's possible.
Yeah. I would have thought, yeah, I think you lump any of the Chicago, Green Bay, any of those in there. New England doesn't surprise me, but I would think Philly.
Guess what I'm going to be smoking this weekend, Fred?
Probably some meat.
Good guess.
I was going to guess something else that would have been completely inappropriate.
You thought I was going to be smoking methamphetamine, but I'm not.
Well, I know. You've cut way back on that. Very proud of you for that.
I'm going to be smoking briskets.
I know it's like only twice a week for you now. So.
That's right. I'll be out on my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. The six-year anniversary sale going on now. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I'll be smoking in a couple weeks a turkey for Thanksgiving. So, guys, you don't want to have some junky-ass grill to work with when it's time to make the foods. Texas Star Grill Shop's got you covered. They got a family atmosphere. Once you arrive, you're part of the family. They want to treat you right. They're going to hand you a beer when you walk in the door. It's hard to beat that. And they've got an incredible selection of grills. Pits and Spits, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market. That's what I smoke on. And it has got heavy-duty construction. Performance is second to none. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing smoker. There used to be a waiting list for it. They've got a little bit in stock now, so now you can get your hands on some. They've still got the Traeger Pro 20 wood pellet grills. If you're looking for gas, they've got the Sabre infrared grills and Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grills. They've got them all in stock now. And if you're not looking to cook outdoor, or maybe you're looking for something a little different, how about an outdoor kitchen? They got you covered there, too. Pizza ovens, kegerators, grills, all of the above, all sold at discount prices. All the big brands. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly. They're at 59 in Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
He's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Luke's in Beaumont. And you need to be here because you would have missed a really good segment that didn't exist between A.J. and OU fans over here. So that's why you should be here.
Yeah, Sooner Math is going on, and it ain't an exact science, Fred. Sooner Math, not an exact science. Hey, have you guys ever wondered why your management and Jong is management and I'm not management? Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Jong, you ever given any consideration to that?
No.
Yeah, basically, sorry, don't mean to...
I guess I hadn't thought of it.
Don't mean to belittle you here, but no, we never considered it at all.
Yeah, I wonder why you guys don't consider me to be in your class. And then I read a story today about something that can harm a man in his career life. According to a study carried out in the U.S. and the U.K., handsome men are more likely to be seen as a threat by their bosses and are hence less likely to score equally powerful positions.
I see.
Is this what's happened to me?
No. I can safely say it's not that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The study involved researchers from University College London School of Management and the University of Maryland in the U.S., carrying out four separate experiments in four different offices. They found that when men were hiring other men to work with them, their decision was negatively affected by the attractiveness of the candidate and the type of the job. Shockingly, women's perceived hotness was not looked at as a negative in the process. Only men. Managers are affected by stereotypes and make hiring decisions to serve their own self-interests, so organizations may not get the most competent candidates. With more companies involving employees in the recruitment process, this important point needs attention. Awareness that hiring is affected by potential work relationships and stereotyping tendencies can help organizations improve their selection processes. It's not just managers wanting to improve their own chances of hooking up at the holiday party by eliminating the competition. I mean, this is like real life stuff here.
Well, that would be a good reason.
Right.
Yeah, I'm behind that reason.
It says stereotyping, a real serious and potentially unavoidable problem that negatively affects other demographics besides highly attractive men, also comes into play. So it's not just me who's struggling. There's a lot of other people out there as well struggling.
Wow, my life is so hard. I'm so handsome that when I walk into the bar, I can have any woman I want, but you won't give me a job.
It also mentions the Daily Mail also notes that actor Rob Lowe claimed that his good looks have been an obstacle to furthering his Hollywood career. Like, he was too handsome for Hollywood.
No, maybe he was just a really bad actor who happened to get gigs because he was attractive.
Come on.
You know, let's be good at your job.
I mean, am I not?
Well, you're good at this.
Are you saying I'm the Rob Lowe of radio?
No, you're good at this job. Why would you want to do more? You're the one telling me all the time, you need to stop doing all this stuff because it's
taking up too much of your time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Says the guy who sends me his preview 5 minutes before the show, so I have to do it on the breaks. Thank you.
I spend a lot of time grooming myself because I'm extremely handsome.
You know this,
Fred.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to hiring, and I think there's something to it, maybe not for the handsome thing, but people don't want to hire perceived threats.
People who might be better at their job than they are.
Yeah, I've always believed that you want to hire people who you think are better than you because it makes you look better. So here's my secret to success. Surround yourself with talented people so you really don't have to do that much.
Yeah.
And it makes you look good. And plus, you know, at some point you want to hire people who can replace you if you move up or move
right.
on. So to me... But I do think there's a lot of companies like that that would not hire you if they thought you were a threat in any way, shape, or form. And so maybe it's like, okay, yeah, this guy's too handsome. I'm the one that wants to bag the secretaries. I won't bag the secretaries if handsome guy is here, which you can't do anymore in
right.
America, right? We don't do that anymore. It's a pure hypothetical, but I'm
right.
sure there's people who think that way. Certainly they think that way in the UK a lot more than they do here.
I mean, how many good-looking guys are there really in the UK?
Well, that's the thing. There's probably five.
Right.
And so you just make sure you don't hire those five.
There's that one guy. What was the guy's name that got caught with the hooker a long time ago?
Oh, Hugh Grant. He was
Hugh
handsome.
Grant, yeah. Who else, though?
Benedict Cumberbatch is pretty handsome.
He's all right.
Idris Elba is pretty handsome.
Yeah.
But most of their movies are successful over here.
Right.
So Martin Freeman, not handsome. Very good actor.
Yeah.
Great at his job. But he's no threat to anyone. I would venture to say if we were to set up a AJ versus Martin Freeman with random attractive girl to see who would score first,
yeah,
I'd probably make you a minus favorite on that.
I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, the guy was a hobbit.
That's true.
You know, let's keep
he's,
that straight.
He's 4'9".
Yeah, with weird ears.
Yeah.
And, no, if it's an acting contest, yeah, he's going to win.
Yeah.
No question. It's like taking a boxer and an MMA guy. If it's an MMA contest, the MMA guy's going to win.
Yeah.
Boxing match, the boxer's going to win. That's what it would be with you and him. If it's an acting contest, he wins. If it's a who has the best line contest, you win. I would say 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
But, so really, handsome people are sad. Oh, 713 brings up a good point. You can't hook up with the secretaries anymore but you can the administrative assistants.
Ah.
So, yeah, administrative assistant. That doesn't sound as much fun. It really doesn't. I was at the office party. I got totally hammered and hooked up with the administrative assistant in my office. Yeah, just that doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. I have a story for you.
Okay.
I don't know if we have time to get to it, though, because this is where do you come down on Satanism?
I mean, I'm a freedom of religion guy. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm typically anti-Satan. But
I,
if you're down with Satan, then that's cool, that's your thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tend not to
just
pick.
Please don't kill my cat. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, don't kill the cat.
Yeah, don't leave cat guts all over my doorstep.
Yeah.
Is that an old stereotype?
I don't know. I really don't know any Satanists that have told me they're Satanists.
I think they usually keep that under wraps. It's kind of like how...
I know some pagans.
There's, like, when you ask a room full of people, hey, are any of you guys racist? No one raises their hand, but you're still almost sure there's at least one or two racists in the room. I get that feeling about Satanists, too. I'm like, hey, any of you guys devil worshiping on the side? And you look around, everybody's like, no, hell no.
But wouldn't do anything like that.
Meanwhile, they're like covering up their tattoos of their pentagrams and, you know.
And no, that's wine. That's not blood. That's wine.
This is not monkey blood, I swear. I swear to the Christian God.
So.
What's the story about Satanism? What is the, where were you headed with that?
Well, I don't know. We kind of got off the rails on it. Oh, no. First off, I don't quite understand the concept of let's back the guy who lost.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what Satanism is, right? Well, I don't know.
I mean, isn't that what having a Confederate flag hanging up at your house is?
Well, yeah, I would say that. It's Satanism.
We're seeing parallels is all I'm saying.
Well, the Satanic Temple is suing.
What if you still have a Beto sign in your yard?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen more since the election.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You might be a Satanist. Like,
could be. Could be.
You might be a white supremacist / Satanist. I don't know.
you know what? We'll just get to this story when we come back. How's that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What do I have here? Oh, I'll tell you what I have here. Thrive Plus.
I ruined your segment. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I knew we were starting it too late in the segment. Because I assumed it would go off into where it went. So there you go. Into the pits of hell, as it were. But, no, guys, Thrive Plus, if hey, guess what? If you're out here at Luke's, they've got samples of Thrive Plus, I think, over there at the promo table. Go ask them. But if you are going to drink, you got to take Thrive Plus. And last night went out, had a few drinks, took my Thrive, got up this morning, felt like $1 million. And that's what it does for you. Because once you get to a certain age, and let's face it, I'm beyond a certain age. I'm like, okay, there's a certain age, and then there's the next certain age, and then there's, like, old. That's me. And when you get that old, even over the age of 30, okay, alcohol's going to affect you a lot. You're not going to feel right the next day. If you got stuff to do, if you want to go out and get your drink on and then still have something to do the next day, well, Thrive Plus is what you need. It's like, even after two or three drinks, I don't feel right if I don't use Thrive Plus. And people always ask me, does it work? And I'm telling them, yes, it does, because I do not drink without it. All you have to do is take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. It's going to reduce alcohol's negative effects. And listen, man, the guys who invented Thrive, well, for one thing, great guys. Brooks and his team are fantastic. But they're also what we would call smarts. He's a Princeton graduate. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. And they're Houston-based, so if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. Real easy to order Thrive Plus. Just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
Delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. If you're in the area, come on out, have a few drinks, enjoy yourself, and hang out with us until 7 o'clock. And before we get back to this story on the break, I'm reading through your college basketball thing so I can get it posted tonight.
Okay.
Boy, Rice sucks at everything.
They really do.
Oh, my God. Why are they even trying?
I don't know.
I mean, that may be...
Did it make you sad to read what I wrote?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it came right after UH, which I started feeling really good about the Cougars. As I'm reading that, I'm like, oh, man, this could be another good year. I knew they had that stud recruit coming in.
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten about the two UMass guys. I'm like, hey, you know what? I know they're losing Rob Gray, but this team could be good. Then you start reading Rice.
It's like Rice really sucked last year, and their best player left. It might be rough.
Yeah. So, but that'll be up at some point here in the next hour. I'm almost done with it. So, but no, to finish off the story, apparently, the Satanic Temple is suing Netflix and Warner Brothers for $50 million.
Ooh.
Over something called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Is that the teenage witch?
I don't know. I would assume it would be a teenage witch because that's the only Sabrina I know.
Right.
I did go to a high school with a Sabrina.
Mm.
Was not a witch.
No.
Which is disappointing because I like witches. But there's a satanic deity apparently in the show. And they allege misappropriation, confusion of origin, and injury of reputation over a sculpture designed to be, quote, a central part of its efforts to promote First Amendment values. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina follows Sabrina Spellman as she attends the Academy of Unseen Arts. That sounds an awful lot like a ripoff
of
maybe, Harry Potter.
Maybe if you weren't so secretive about your religion and the details that surround it, we could make a plausible Hollywood movie out of it. Right?
They say Baphomet is a historical deity which has a complex history, having been associated with accusations of devil worship against the Knight Templar. Baphomet historically involved a goat's head. So, on a female body associated with Lilith, a figure from Jewish mysticism, sometimes considered a goddess of the night. Pretty sure there was a Baphomet in Dungeons and Dragons. Maybe they should have sued them,
I can't
too.
Contribute to this conversation.
Okay. So, basically, they want more than money. They want an order keeping Netflix and Warner Brothers from any future reproduction or distribution of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina with its Baphomet.
That's not going to work, I don't think.
Well, for one thing, okay, let's start with this. I don't know anything about the show, but I know one thing about it. It's fiction, which means it's made up. So if they're misrepresenting something in a made-up story, welcome to the club. They do that on everything. Every bit of fiction, they make something up. Guess yeah. I got some bad news for you. As much as I love Game of Thrones, there's no dragons.
No.
There's no real dragons out there. There's no real Red Witch. If there was, I would have already, tried to marry her. Those things don't exist. There's no White Walkers. I know this is a shock to people, and maybe they're misrepresenting zombies as White Walkers.
Yeah.
I think maybe zombie people should be very pissed off about this.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have their own lawsuit. So, regardless, just thought I would share a little devil worship with you. So, oh boy. Getting a lot of funny texts about that, but... I didn't expect that to go quite the direction it did last time, because it's almost a letdown that, oh, yeah, they're suing because they don't like the way their DD's represented. So, oh, well. It's fiction. Do you think Paul Blart real life is really out there nailing hotties? I think he is. I don't know. All right, let me tell you guys about my bookie.
Tell them.
Because if you want to you want to bet on anything this weekend, I mean, whatever you want.
I'm betting on some stuff.
I am too. College football, college basketball, NBA, hockey. There's CFL playoffs this weekend that I will probably be wagering on. And some horse racing too. Because there's only one place for me to go, my bookie. They have all that. And the best part about my bookie, besides all the options you have, is how easy it is to use. I can bet on my phone, which I've done many times. I'll be out having a few drinks and say, oh, man, I forgot to get this bet down. Jump on the phone, boom, done. And the best part is, if I win, I get paid. It's that simple. There's a lot of websites that are really, you know, putting your money in as part of the gamble. That's not the case with my bookie. If you win, you're going to get paid. You're going to get the money right there in your account, just like I did last week. And the cool thing is, too, if you miss the start of the game, in-game betting, they've always got player props on the big games. So there's so much to choose from. All you have to do is get on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. You can also go to MyBookie.ag. They'll match your first deposit. You'll get 50% of whatever your initial deposit is. That's what you'll get. So if you put $200 in, you'll get $100. So a $50 deposit, a 50% deposit match. And you can basically get, you put $200 in, you'll get $100 to bet for free with. That's how it works. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
When I introduce me to you, my face had turned to super red. Y'all steady, Beck and Cole boy.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.